Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
You were correct. The answer was Darian Hatcher.
I got it right?
You got it right.
Oh man, I aimed for the curveball. What the hell does that mean? I went with like what I kind of thought the least likely answer was, just to kind of be funny and because it might be right. I didn't actually think I would be right, but I was like,
see, that's
let's
a
go
bad
the
job
one that,
by me,
crazy.
Right? Because if I'm gonna give you like Belfour, Holland, Madonna with Hatcher, like Hatcher then becomes like the red herring, where I almost have to give not that Darian Hatcher was not a jabroni, but I have to give like a non like first ballot Hall of Fame player,
like who,
like to at least
like
throw you
be,
off the scent.
Yeah, like who would be a guy that you'd put in, like some like mid level stars player? Oh, that's a pretty good one.
That's
yeah,
like
I might.
That, right?
I don't think I would have guessed
Tyler
him, but it
Sagan?
At least would have thrown me off mentally.
Like from this era of stars, like Sagan.
Yeah,
they went to the final, right?
Yeah, but they have to make it a lot. Like not just like go once and do really well. Didn't they go like a few years and not make it? Isn't that why they have DeBoer in the first place?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know. I know they
like
they made
how
the
we're
finals.
Asking each other this question, right? It's like, hey, hockey expert.
Here's
Nick,
a question
yes,
for
hockey
you,
expert Ken. Right? Yeah.
Here's a question for you. The star, I think this was the COVID year. There were two COVID years, right? So there was one COVID year where, being serious, where the Lightning played like Montreal in the finals, right, with Carey Price.
Yeah, they did. With do you remember what the coach's name was? Where I have this
for who? For Montreal.
Here. Yeah, do you remember what his name was?
Can we multiple choice?
I won't be. My mental is. There's no way I can give you good guesses besides.
What are his? What are his initials?
He's a double D. You got no shot here.
David Dykstra?
I don't even remember hit this. I wasn't even sure this person existed, but he did. And I don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
Dominique
Deharme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, like you know that. Oh yeah, Dominique. Oh yeah, Dom. You know.
Of course. So, but okay, so that was the second.
Dave Damashek in the chat.
Dave Damashek.
Double D. So, now he coached the Canadians, yeah.
So that was that's the second COVID year with like yes, not the one like played like in front of an empty arenas, but the one where one Eastern Conference team played another Eastern Conference team in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
The first Lightning championship team, though, they played the Stars. Here's a trivia question. Who was Dallas's goalie?
Oh, I have their coach right here. And I did this whole chart. We should like go over this for a minute at some point. Like how we did like the coach quarterback thing with like they stay together for a long time. This coach, like the coach chart for the Stanley Cup is crazy in a bunch of
is
ways.
It Ken Hitchcock?
Who was the goalie? No, Rick Bonus.
Oh, the Winnipeg coach?
Yeah. He was the
no
interim
wonder
coach.
They suck.
Yeah.
Who was? I don't know the answer to this, by the way, who the goalie was for Dallas.
In 19? So it's like whoever preceded Ottinger, basically?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be able to come up with this. I had no idea.
This is where like I need someone to do like multiple choice for both of us, and I think I would probably be able to get it.
Alex, just go whatever. Go to Hockey Reference, look up the Stanley Cup Final, look who started in goal for the Stars in the games. It's fine.
I'll look this up.
Can I do the chart here for like a minute while we look it up?
Jim Montgomery was the guy that got fired. Also, it was Ben Bishop and Khudobin, Anton Khudobin, right? Was the goal?
Yes, you know Anton.
You said, Nick, you have 365 days and no clues to figure this out. I wouldn't have gotten it.
You wouldn't have gotten Bishop or you wouldn't have gotten Khudobin?
Bishop, I think I would have maybe gotten. Khudobin, like, no
chance. It would have taken me a while. You know, double B. The coach chart, just for like a minute, we'll do picks in a second. It's the remarkable thing to me, and it's in hockey, there's a ton of turnover with coaches all the time. They Levy even had a joke about it on the telecast that like Spencer Carberry, the Capitals coach, is like already like the 16th or 18th most senior coach in the NHL, and it's his first year because coaches have been fired this offseason and coaches were fired during the season. So he's already leapfrogged like half the league already. That's how it goes. But still, like the number, like you look at the winner and the loser in the Stanley Cup final since the lockout, it's like entirely made up of interim coaches, first year coaches, or coaches who have been to the final with that team, not even coaches that like switch teams and win, coaches with that team. That accounts for like 95% of Stanley Cup participants. It's like someone who's been there with that same team, not like just a coach who's been there, a first year coach or an interim coach that gets you like 27 of the 36 participants or something like that, like a ridiculous number. It's just really funny because it's like, oh, well, like with this year, who's it going to be? It's like, oh, I don't know. Panthers were there last year. That counts. Like Oilers have an interim coach. Like there's a guy, you know, like just like Vegas has been there before they won. You just got to kind of play this
Toronto,
out. Rangers have a first year head coach. Yeah, like I mean, just it's, you know, like you just
who's
kind of
won a
play it out. It
cup?
look, it doesn't it yeah, it doesn't eliminate that many teams, but it does kind of makes it's just funny because you see like the Maple Leafs and the Hurricanes, right? Two teams that like keep trying to do this thing and just can't, and the coach has been there forever for both teams. It's like, yeah, that doesn't work. Like the Avs and Jared Bednar are like the only example in like ever in like history of that kind of a thing working, and the guy and you finally breaking through and winning.
I just got Venmo'd some Steph Curry money.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the
Yeah.
slow trickle begins as
Yeah.
you start to
This
recoup
is
some of those things. Yeah, absolutely.
like an incontinent trickle, but happy to start getting it. So I
Of
appreciate it.
course.
Okay. By the way, thank you, Stadol, out here, and then we'll close the show with our bets for tonight. We great guests on the show today. How about Field Yates from ESPN making his You Better You Bet debut? Very gracious. Good stuff from Field Yates. Likes Ladd McConkey, Phil's son. They're not related. But thanks to Field Yates for joining us on the show today. Thanks for Matt Moore for joining us on the show today. And Evan Silva for joining us on the show. Our EP, Alex Fasano. Technical Director, Tyler Morales. Engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a 4-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM tonight. And tomorrow on the show, more hockey trivia for Ken Barkley. But for now, all our bets for tonight. Jake the Snake, kindly drop the dope ass beat. Right, our show sponsor is BetMGM. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks, and once a day, you can play the free BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the point guard, pass the ball to Kevin Garnett or Jalen Rose, or take it to the hoop yourself. If you score a basket, you win a prize. Details can be found on BetMGM.com, so download the BetMGM app, and you can start winning with the king of sportsbooks. Let's begin our betting sojourn tonight, Ken, in the NBA with the Knicks and the Sixers at Madison Square Garden. Potential closeout game for my Knicks. Knicks a 4.5-point home favorite total in the game, 204.5.
Yeah, just worth noting, Mitchell Robinson going to be available for the Knicks in this game. The player who Joel Embiid tried to injure a couple games ago and sat out for one
Which
game.
one?
Also, I saw Embiid upgraded to probable, and the market has moved, I think, a little bit toward Philly on the idea that he's more likely to play. So like, there are no 4.5s. Like they don't really exist. They're like one, and the fours are the most popular number on the board right now. Now I really want to bet the Knicks now that the market's going to move on Embiid playing down, you know, near 4 or 3.5, with the idea that he'll play. We don't know how many minutes, we don't know how effective he'll be. I think everybody likes the Knicks tonight. Now that the market is actually moving the opposite way, I really like the Knicks, especially at 4. So Knicks for me tonight. I don't really have an opinion on the total.
Great, don't have to twist my arm. Love the Knicks tonight. Cavs 5.5 against the Magic. Game five there. Total 203.5.
This is the we I need we I need the Cavs to win the series, like to win a bet, so I need them to win, like they have to win this game, probably for that to happen. Just this market is just great. Like, I don't want to bet anything in this game, and I'm scared to death of Orlando, and nobody wants them, and they're out to 5.5. Hope Cleveland wins, would not bet into this market. I kind of like the under now that it's 203, but I you know we've been betting unders a lot in this series. Under for a couple bucks, pray for a Cavs win and not bet on it.
A couple bucks for me on the Magic just to cover the spread, not on the money line, but just to cover, expecting a close game. I don't think this will be like the road team gets blown out five games in a row, although it's possible. I'll take the Magic for a small bet. And then can the Bucks stave off elimination, Ken, or at least cover the spread? Indy, a 4.5-point road favorite. No Lillard, no Giannis, 216.5 the total.
Yeah, I'll say yes, just with the Pacers' total lack of postseason experience. Like this market in a game like this, I do like the Bucks at just like a pretty, like a more than a possession number against Indiana. Hope, you know, I don't know if they're going to win or not and force game six. You do think if they do, it seems like some of the reporting is like Giannis, maybe like not 50% less, but it's at least possible that he'd be back after this game. So I like the Bucks just because of the number, just because of the price, but obviously Pacers more likely to win the game.
No bet for me on this game. I would actually lay Indiana if I had to do it. And let's just, in the interest of time, and we want to get Jake's Tuesday home run play in. Any bets in the four NHL games? By the way, Boston now -175 against Toronto. It's a bet out 15 cents. Boston 175 +145. Maple Leafs starting Joseph Wall. Canes -275 against the Islanders +220. Total 5.5 there. Canes looking to close it out. Colorado -120 at Winnipeg +100. 6.5 the total. Avs looking to close it out. And Arturs Shilovs. And the Canucks -125 against the Preds +105. Vancouver wins, they close it out. 5.5 the total there. Any hockey bets for tonight?
I can't really bet the Avs because I have Winnipeg to win the series, and what am I just going to like be down twice in the series if the Jets win? I do think Colorado wins. If I had no money on the series, I would bet Colorado to win this game. And I think I have to bet Toronto. I think we have to bet Toronto now.
I agree.
I see this market. The board is going nuts on this game. There's no way this is smart. It's like
last
20
minute.
Minutes to post stupid steam. Yeah.
Wait,
Swayman's confirmed as the goalie, which is why. Yeah, wait till the death bet Toronto, which sounds terrible, but I think it's right.
I agree. I'll play the under for a couple bucks with the Isles and the Hurricanes. I think you get a great Varlamov start. I think that Carolina wins like 2-1 or 3-1. Agree with you 100% on the Avalanche. I would only bet Colorado, but I won't bet the game. And I will bet Vancouver to close out Nashville. I think the Predators are D-E-D dead and D-U-N done. Jake, who is the Tuesday play tonight in Major League Baseball?
The Tuesday play of the day is Gleyber Torres. He is looking to get his first one of the year. And the double cross is going to be Joey Laperfido, the rookie for the Astros, who's hit 13 in 25 minor league games. And also, I kind of think could win AL Rookie of the Year.
Joey Laperfido sounds like he'd be like an ancillary character in like the next like Super Mario game.
He's huge price to hit a home run tonight. Jake told me those numbers off the air in the minor league stuff. I'm like, what? And I check, he's like 7-1 to hit a home run. That's like a fun narrative bet, if anything. It's great.
Yeah. Right, I'm gonna put like $20 on it. Why not? Joey Laperfido to hit a home run tonight.
Laperfido.
All right. Yeah. Ken and I will talk to everybody tomorrow. Ken, have a great night. Until we meet again tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.